Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. In an encore play, I couldn't think of a better show to bring you as we kick off the new year. Michelina De Cibio is the definition of grace and gratitude, and hearing her story gives me hope that we can all unleash our inner greatness. I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. I recently had the good fortune to sit down with Michelina De Cibio, a health and prosperity coach and the creator of Let Us Be the Good. Mick created a community dedicated to helping women get more out of life to unleash their inner greatness, to achieve better health, financial security, and independence. Please welcome Mick De Cibio. Hello, Mick, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here today and so happy to talk to you. I know that we've been planning this, and so today is finally our day to sit down and have a really cool chat, a little bit more about you than me.
Well, thank you, Susan. It's really an honor to be here, and I'm excited to have our conversation and to, delve into it a little bit further. So
definitely. Yeah. So you and I met several months back. It's probably about 6 months now, actually. Right. And it's been such an amazing experience getting to know you first from a networking perspective, right? And now on a bit of a more of a personal journey. And how cool that as soon as we met, we realized we had some parallels in our lives. We both attended the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is a really amazing program that taught us so much more about wellness and being, as well as both of us having had experiences moving away from what was once our full-time careers and sort of morphing into more of the versions of ourselves that we as adults and women grew into. And you know, that's really the purpose behind what I wanted to chat with you about today, because as you know, on this particular show for Dreams and Detours, what I'm looking to capture is the stories behind a person's life and what it is that they either were always looking for or what sort of came up in the course of their lives that pivoted them away from what had been. And so I'm really happy to be able to talk a little bit more about your pivot and your change in life. I know that you spent a tremendous amount of time in a corporate setting, in a very corporate position, successfully. Yes. And I know now that that's not necessarily where you sit. So I want to talk a little bit more about what your life looked like before and then kind of take it into this sort of after phase, this more current phase. Right. So I want to just start off by asking you a little bit about, you know, where you got started, like growing up and what kind of drove you toward, you know, the adult space and life of career that you ended up, the track you ended up on.
Right. Well, yeah. So thank you again for the opportunity to share. It's the personal side of it is some of it is hard to talk about. It's pretty emotional at points, but I guess for me, you know, and I think Susan, you and I have talked about this before. So my family, my parents immigrated from Italy in the mid 60s separately. So my brother and I are first generation Americans here. And I think that the expectation was that, you know, we would go into a business career and we'd be very successful and life would be better for us here than it would be if, you know, perhaps we were in the old country, if you will. And the truth is we've been blessed with just an amazing life. So I did sort of follow the path. I went through the University of Pennsylvania. I graduated from the Wharton School. I went into a finance career for which I am extremely grateful. Met some wonderful people and had terrific experiences there. But what I found as I started to sort of progress through that career was that there was some higher calling for me, if you will. I felt that the environment was more stressful, perhaps, than what I really desired. And it wasn't really giving me the balance in life that I wanted. And as you know, my father passed away when I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of living sort of a healthy life is something that was really important to me. I placed a lot of value on the idea that, you know, life is short and we really need to enjoy fully every moment because we don't know when this incredible life will be taken.
Sure. And you did learn that sadly at a young age. So I imagine that was constantly in your mind and kind of hovering, if you will.
Right. Yeah, I was always hanging in the background. And so I think one of the pivoting points for me was, well, certainly when I was diagnosed in, I think it was 2011, I was diagnosed with a bone condition called osteopenia. And that came as quite a shock because I thought I was very healthy. I thought I was doing all the right things. At the time, I'd been training for a half marathon and I was doing what I thought was the right thing to do, which is, you know, I thought my definition of eating healthy and exercising and pushing myself to do this half marathon. And the diagnosis came and it was a total stopped me in my tracks. I wasn't expecting it. And my mind immediately went to the worst because that's sort of, again, just from a family experience, what I, you know, had known was oh my gosh, you get sick and what if I die, right? That's sure. Kind of my automatic reaction. Although this was not nearly a life-threatening condition.
No, but all of a sudden life and its tenderness came into play for you, no doubt. And
it did. And I thought immediately, I don't want to be a burden to my young children. I don't want to be a sick person in my later years. I want to look back on my life and feel like I have no regrets about what I did. And most importantly, I started to think about the people that had helped us so much, you know, in my early life when we were going through our own pain as a family. And I thought, you know, I really need to figure out a way where I can give more and be of more service to other people. And as much as my job, certainly you could argue I was of service to people in the corporate environment. I was solving problems and helping my teammates and hoping that I was helping the bottom line of my company, but not on quite a personal level.
Sure.
Or, you know, the things that really matter to me the most are really good health. And of course, we need to be financially secure. Right, to have
Absolutely.
A comfortable enough life. So when the diagnosis came around, I started to really delve into health more fully. I wanted to understand why I was diagnosed, what happened, what was going on in my body that led to this. And so I went from one doctor to another, and what I learned was that I did not want a solution that was just a Band-Aid. Something that was just going to be a short-term sort of fix. In other words, I didn't really want to go to a medication.
Sure.
I wanted to understand the underlying cause. What right. was it that was off balance in my system? And so
you want
my
the search, truth.
I wanted the truth.
Yeah.
I wanted the truth. I wanted to know why. And that's always been the case. I've always wanted to know why. And what I've learned is that some things we can get the answer to.
Right.
And other things we'll never know.
That's it.
But I figured this was something I could get the answer to. So I was fortunate enough to have access to a really wonderful doctor in the New York City area. She actually practices in New Milford. Her name is Dr. Tamara Sachs. And she is the doctor who brought to my attention this whole idea of functional medicine and how we fuel our bodies has so much to do with our health, of course, and also our external environment and so on and so forth. So anyway, this is what led me to study at IIM, Institute for Integrative Nutrition. Yeah. So I was doing that course in the evenings while I was working my day job in the corporate environment. And slowly but surely, I started to realize that this was going to be my future.
A new pathway. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think when we all of a sudden grab onto more information or go down a pathway where we feel like we're actually a little bit more in control of ourselves.
Right.
It's like a whole new light that we see.
Right.
And it's meaningful. It really is.
Yeah.
And in your case, I would imagine you started to feel like you were back in your driver's seat, if you will.
I was, and I realized I started to really, a lot of aha moments started to happen for me. One, like, you know, why haven't I heard this before from my doctors? Why hasn't this kind of preventive health information been taught to me before? And I started to realize that honestly, it's because many mainstream doctors, if you will, are just not trained in nutrition.
Right.
It's not their fault. It's just they don't know because it's not what they're taught in medical school.
Correct.
But for people that do learn this information, we know from science that 75% of all chronic diseases can be prevented.
For sure.
That's a huge percentage. Can
it's
be
tremendous.
Prevented yeah. with the proper dietary and lifestyle changes. And so this just really resonated with me. And I knew I needed to take this message forward. So that's what I started to do.
And so let me ask you, so you have this new idea and notion about moving forward in more of a wellness field and capacity. Were you struggling with the idea of leaving this full-time corporate job that you'd worked so hard to get into and to be successful in? Was there at any point, was it a tug of war between the two spaces, or did it feel just natural to sort of leave it behind?
Yeah, well, so the company that I was with and I parted on very good terms. There were some changes happening in the company, and the timing, honestly, for me couldn't have been better because I was already investing some of my after hours, as I was describing earlier, and taking the course, and mm-hmm. I was building this real passion of mine. And so I was really excited about the idea that I would become my own boss, that I would have control over my time, control over my healthfulness, control over spending my time the way I wanted to spend it, you
sure.
know, in a more meaningful way for me. So, but what was really scary was, I remember this so vividly, the day that I went into LinkedIn to change my profile.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
And I'm not kidding, Susan. I was sweating. I was really sweating.
Yeah. It's a lot to acknowledge to the world that you've just made this incredible change and you sort of shut off one faucet to turn on another. And what are people going to say and think of you? And
right.
It's just so, yeah, it's
yeah,
very stressful.
It was very scary. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, well, you know, all of my professional career, I was always an IT financing professional, an expert in that area. And all of a sudden now I was going to help people live a healthier, you know, healthier life. I was going to start talking about whole food nutrition and plant-based living and lifestyle and all of this. And I thought, okay, I'm up for the challenge. I've got to build my reputation. I've got to earn people's trust and build relationships. And what I found was that nothing is impossible. That I think what I've been told, and I'm so grateful for the feedback, is that when I have conversations with people, they feel my authentic concern and my love for what I'm doing, and that it's coming from a place of caring, really, truly.
Absolutely. You know, I felt that from you from day one.
Thank you.
You genuinely care for others. You genuinely believe and know that this lifestyle is the right one, and not just for yourself, because you have the data, you have the information that backs it up, and you genuinely want people to be healthier. And so when you're in a conversation with someone, I feel it every time that we speak, that comes across from you. So I'm not surprised to hear that people have latched on to whatever it is that you want to talk about when you're talking about the wellness category. I mean, I feel that you represent it entirely in the greatest way.
Well, thank you. You're really yeah. kind to say that. And I really appreciate that. I try to come from a place of appreciation every day mm-hmm. Because it's true. I have been blessed with many, many good things. And, you know, in a way for me, this career is a way of honoring my dad's life for me. And
isn't
helping
that amazing?
It really, you know, it really has come full circle. And I think, you know, a minute ago when I said sometimes things happen in life and we don't know why. You know, I try to answer, I like to get the answer to things. And some things we just don't know the real reason. Perhaps, you know, there are some awful things that happen in life that take us to a place where we're able to turn it into something positive or pay it forward in some way. And that's sort of how I view that experience is, certainly I would do anything to have him back. But, you know, if there's something good that can come out of it for me all these years later, it's the realization that I can take the lessons and the information that I've learned a lot about, in his case, it was heart disease. I've learned a lot about heart disease and prevention of heart disease and the things that we can do, certain foods and lifestyle habits, et cetera, we can take on to really help save lives.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I think you're right. I think we don't always get the answers right away, but we, I don't know. I feel over time we do get them though, right? Like you're like the way you're describing now, like it doesn't have to be immediate that you learn or that that information is revealed to you. But if you sort of surrender and you let it unfold over time, sometimes a long time, it does reveal itself and it does sort of make sense. And all those puzzle pieces really do fit in a way that we just couldn't see it earlier or sooner.
So I think that's a
nice way to honor him.
Yes. Yeah. And when I hear people saying that, you know, and not to get too biblical on you, but Romans 8:28 speaks to that, right? God works for the good of those who believe in him or something to that effect.
And
I think it's really important to, sometimes when we're in situations that we don't understand why something is happening, it's maybe more helpful to say to yourself, okay, what am I going to do with this? How am I going to respond? What good can come of this? For me, most of my life, I'm so thankful that our faith was a big part of our upbringing. And so for me, I always had that as a fallback. God, please help me figure out what to do with this. Where do I go next?
No, I think that's beautiful. And I think that makes a tremendous amount of sense. And as you and I both know, from our studies and from, you know, being in the Institute, we know fully that it's not just food. It's obviously lifestyle habits, but it's also a level of spirituality. It's the condition of our relationships, the one we have with our, in our personal space, as well, well as the ones in our professional space. And all of that energy matters. All of those connections to our own souls matter. And so I think that makes perfect sense, actually, just to bring it full circle. Right.
Yeah, being more mindful. Yeah. I mean, some people maybe wouldn't describe themselves as spiritual. So maybe just being more mindful of what it is that's going on in their lives and taking the time, just carving out that quiet time to think about where they are and what's happening around them and what they can do to make a positive impact on their day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So going back just a little bit, where it was like healthy eating and wellness then a thread in your upbringing in the home, were meals celebrated? What did that look like for you? Because obviously, you know, your dad passes, it's obviously from something that maybe could have been, you know, different for his lifestyle, but was wellness always a theme in your life, whether you were young or even into your adult life with your own family?
Right. Well, what's so interesting, that is such a great question. And no one's ever asked me that before. So thank you. But I think what is so interesting is that the definition of wellness for me as I was growing up, and I would say for my family, is that, you know, everything was fresh. So we thought it was great. Fresh pasta. I mean, it was the best pasta. Freshly baked bread. Oh my goodness, I can still smell it and taste the crunch of it coming out of the oven. And we would sprinkle olive oil and salt and pepper on it. And we would have fresh mozzarella. Okay. But we know today that those foods, although they're so delicious, they're not really good for us.
Well, no. And most of the products we find are processed in a way that is not what you're describing. I know when I go to Italy, I eat a lot of fresh foods, like truly fresh food. And you're right, that's not where we've ended up today.
Yeah. So probably the healthiest thing on our table. And my grandfather lived with us when I was growing up. After my father passed away, he moved in and helped us tremendously, as well as other family members. But he would have a glass of wine with dinner. And so maybe the wine, looking back, was probably the healthiest thing. So wellness was important, but it was defined differently from the way we define it today. You know, it was a really interesting sort of comparison to where we are.
I agree with you. And I feel like also growing up, so I'm second generation, and I just feel like eating was a celebration in and of itself.
Yes.
Everyone came together. You know, there really wasn't anyone missing. The weekends were filled with family coming over. I mean, food was on the table, of course, and throughout the day, but it was the celebration of being together and eating those foods. And I feel like that energy was also as important as whatever we might have been putting in our bodies. And so I just felt like the act of it meant so much, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
It sounds like you had the same thing.
Yeah, we did. And we had our families. I grew up with, I guess there were 11 of us cousins, and we were pretty close, you know? I mean, we, Sunday dinners were always wherever my grandfather happened to be that day. And, you know, he would sort of rotate around the tables of his children, you know, and Sundays. So, I mean, it was always a celebration of being together and the fresh food and just really celebrating family and togetherness. And it was really great. And now I find, you know, now we're sort of spread in different parts of the country and life is just different. We're going at a faster pace now. And in some ways I would love to turn the clock back.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, slow us down a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. So we all have to do our best now to make even more of an effort, I think, to stay together and come together around, you know, a healthy meal.
So. Sure. And create your own sense of community. It may not be your immediate family members, but I mean, anything we can do to create that continuous community feeling and bring it together. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think those things are actually vital for fighting illness.
Absolutely.
I feel like the sharing that occurs is important as, let's say, exercising. I love those components, and I think brought together, they really represent a healthy lifestyle.
And we know community is important. If you look at, if you're familiar at all with the Blue Zones, I love that study. It's a longevity study.
Oh my goodness.
It's fantastic. So for anyone who's not familiar with the Blue Zones, absolutely look it up. But community is a really important part of having a long, full, you know, happy life.
It is. It is. It's sharing, and whether it's sharing in the chores of being, you know, of living and keeping the community alive, or just simply, again, coming together in celebration of life, that is tremendous. I mean, I love the Blue Zone. So yeah, I definitely take a piece of that away from it. But so then moving forward, you're off into this new space. You're making your entire focus about wellness and well-being, and you're stepping into what feels right to you. How long would it be until you sort of found your rhythm and found your comfort to then take on clients and utilize the different products that you now use to kind of bring that all together full circle?
Right. So I would say probably a good 6 months. I mean, I started seeing clients right away when I was working the business part-time. And then I became more intentional about it later on. And I think what really helped for me was the community, that I'm in an environment now and partnered with a company where I'm in business for myself, Susan, but I'm not by myself. So I'm in a community with other amazing entrepreneurs that are really passionate about inspiring healthy living around the world. And I have so many mentors in the business that helped me to really up my game pretty quickly. I have a lot of educational support and coaching support, et cetera. So it's been a real blessing. And I really have come to value so deeply the idea of running a lifestyle business. So this is all on my terms. I create my own hours. I create my day. I'm planning to go out for a 3-hour walk/hike this afternoon. These are things that I would never, ever be able to do in my old corporate environment. It just doesn't lend itself. I was always on in that environment. So it's been a blessing. But as I said earlier, scary to start.
Always. Yeah,
it wasn't
absolutely
anything I was used to, you know, so reinventing yourself, really.
I mean, let's face it, when we get out of the coursework that we did, you know, you can sort of, okay, I can just, you know, I can take on health clients and try to find them. Ooh, how am I going to do that? You know, it's one of those interesting questions that comes up. Or in some cases, you can join different wellness and holistic groups that are out there. There's different practices that are set up, centers that are set up. Mm-hmm. That's the good news about, I think, the program that we happen to have been a part of. And really kind of anyone who's interested in the wellness field, you could join some established centers and groups that are out there. Very often we'll find chiropractors like to bring in people like us. Mm-hmm. Right, with our certification to enhance and sort of round out their offering. And in your case, you were able to actually join an organization that creates a product, a whole food vitamin supplement product that then enables people to utilize for the benefit of their own life. And so those are also options that are available to people, you know, in at this stage and at this particular juncture of going down this pathway of wellness.
Right.
So when you say that you have a lot of people that you are working side by side with and a lot of mentors, it's mostly, I would say, not only, but coming from the organization that you joined that really lends and gives you the day-to-day support that you have. Am I correct about that?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of support internally. There is a tremendous amount of science that makes my helping me to educate people becomes very easy when I can show them the science as to why these things work. Why does this food solution work? And also the vertical tower gardening, as you may have seen me share previously. So really our message is about plant-based living and adopting healthy lifestyle habits and being in a community where we're doing this together over time. We're really cognizant of the fact that, you know, radical changes don't really happen and stick overnight. It takes time to build good health, right? If you think of people coming into this, you know, later in life, well, it may have taken 30, 40 years to get to where you are, or older in my case, but, you know, so to try and build new habits, it will take time. And
yes.
So, but the good news is when you're part of a community and people are cheering each other on in a very non-judgmental, supportive way,
right,
it's really, really beautiful to see the transformations happening for people. And when you feel better about yourself and you're helping other people to feel better about themselves, the combination is just really, it's amazing.
Yeah. I agree with you on the whole overnight. You can't change things overnight. I just had that conversation with my brother last night and he's finally going down a wellness path that I've tried to encourage him. Yeah. To do
That's
for
great.
Quite some time. And he's, you know, you and I both have to be ready for it. Timing is everything. And he is finally, and he's a couple of years older than me, but I'm just like, oh, I'm so cheering him on. And I'm very excited. And like, if he asks me questions, I try to not get too crazy and overly excited.
Right.
Keep it simple, encourage
him
so that he doesn't get frightened off from it. But it does take time. And I did emphasize that to him. And he asked me something about probiotic. And I said,
great.
We're having a great chat about it. But I agree with you. It does take a long time. And I think one of the greatest things that I like about the work that you're doing and the business that you have created. So with full disclosure, we could talk about the name of your company, correct? That it's Juice Plus.
Mm-hmm.
We could put that out there.
Yeah.
And I know you have your own business name that we will, of course, include in our show notes today. But I think what I enjoy most about what you're doing and what you bring to the table is, yes, it's a wonderful supplementation that's whole food,
right,
which is an amazing place for anyone looking to turn their, you know, life around from a wellness perspective. I love the tower garden. Anyone who even lives in an apartment, my goodness, you can grow your own greens, herbs, and such in these amazing tower gardens. That's an offering that's not just like something and only in a bottle. I love that. I love that you have created this amazing community in a social setting where it's not just, again, about, oh, buy a product only. It's how do we give people tools and ideas to create healthy plates at home, recipes, utilizing a plant-based diet? How do we help them put these components together to make proper meals? So it's full circle. It's not just like, oh, buy this, have this, and life will just be better. That is so not what it is.
Right.
I think that's why I really value you and always value what you share.
Thank you.
It's so 360, and it's it's what it's supposed to be.
Well, thank you. And I think one of the things that I'm really that really spoke to me about this company and this organization, the community, is that the foundation is education. So we do provide lots of education modules. I think some you've probably seen some of them.
I have, yes.
I strongly believe that once a person understands why something is important, again, getting to the why, once you understand the why of something, why was it important for me to have 30 to 50 fruits and vegetables in my diet every day for my bones? Well, once I understood that, it made perfect sense. There was no reason for me not to do it. I fully understood the benefit. And so becoming a part of taking the action was a no-brainer.
Right.
So that's really the foundation, is getting people to really get that education, understanding the why, because then the rest just falls into place.
Exactly. You know, and how you get it done, you have some simple solutions that make complete sense, and options. That's the thing. It isn't a one size fits all necessarily. However, there are some things that will benefit everyone. So we can kind of start in those basic places and get people moving. I do the same thing, right? When I'm working with a client from a wellness perspective, there are some very basic things we like to start off with that will be beneficial for everyone. Like, hey, put the soda can down. I think we can all agree that, you know, that's across the board for everyone. But and then from there, you know, we figure out what the best next steps might look like. But I'm so excited that you have this amazing story, and that it comes from such a deep personal space, because I think that whether a person has simply gone down a road that maybe they never really intended to go down at all, or like you, they went down one with absolute purpose, but at some point, both people can maybe say they've hit a fork in the road.
Yes.
And suddenly life has a different meaning and a different look and feel. And therefore, the pursuit changes, the goal changes, and how they would like their day-to-day must now change with it. Either way, I think that it's incredible to be able to share that, because I don't doubt for one minute, while there are listeners out there going through their own questioning or thoughts of change, I think so many people are conscious of wellness and well-being on all levels, emotional, physical, spiritual, what have you. And so this also adds benefit and bonus, hopefully, to whatever their thoughts are right now.
Right.
And then, of course, the ability to reach out, whether it's to you or to me, and with extra questions, and to have a new conversation with new people to help fortify them in whatever that looks like.
Right. I agree. And I would say to people, perhaps let today be the day that you take action, whatever that small step is. It could be sending an email, requesting more information about something. It could be calling a friend. It could be whatever that thing is. Take that small action to help yourself move forward, because you just don't know where one conversation will take you.
That's right.
It could potentially change your life. I've had a number of conversations, well, like this, for example. You know, I mean, the fact that you and I connected led us to this point in our friendship. And although I feel like I've known you for such a long time, longer than I feel like I've known you for a really long time.
Absolutely.
And the funny thing about that is we haven't even met in person yet.
I know, but we have these video calls, so we at least get to have you know, face-to-face time.
So the technology used in the right way is really useful and can do, you know, can bring people together in amazing ways.
For sure.
But yeah, let today be the day that you take action to move forward in your life.
And adding to that, also for anyone listening, if you have a recording in your head that suggests that whatever you've done so far either hasn't worked, or you've summed up that change great change couldn't possibly happen for you. I beg to differ. I say, no, let today be that day, as Mick just said, and reach out and make that next step and move
that
yourself
little
forward.
Conversation is the little itty bitty bleep committee sitting on your shoulder.
I love that. Exactly.
That's what that's all about. So you really have to make an effort to shut that down, because fear will try to stop you dead in your tracks.
Oh boy, doesn't it? Yeah.
Sure does. Oh.
Well, I'm so glad we got to talk about this today. And I love chatting with you anyway. We do our regular coffee talk, and we'll continue that. And
I'd love to have you
back, and definitely giving more, even greater information to our listeners, because I always know that you bring that to me. So I want to share.
Thank you. This has been a lot of fun, and I appreciate your time and interest.
And just so that everyone knows where to find you, and again, I will put this in the show notes, but if you want to just rattle off, quickly where people can find you, either directly or on social.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. You can go to letusbethegood.com. Lettuce, like the lettuce that we eat, like the romaine lettuce. But I do hope that we can be the good in the world and make a positive impact on the health and financial stability of people everywhere.
I don't doubt we will. So thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Yay. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe, and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.